After a slow session, the Alaska legislature advanced budget proposals this week. Both the House and Senate would draw money from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings to pay for state government for the first time. I spoke with Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman about where things stand. Greetings, Andrew.
Hello, Zach.
So, Andrew, how is this budget shaping up?
Well, the House and Senate have been pretty far apart on some of the major questions facing the state. The House budget and the Senate's draft budget are pretty similar. Both would increase the portion of the budget the legislature directly controls by more than $500 million. Nearly half of those increases would go to permanent fund dividends, which would be about $1,600. And Governor Bill Walker signed off on that this afternoon.
Are there other differences between the House and Senate versions of the budget?
The Senate would spend less on government operations, and it would spend more on oil and gas tax credits. And the Senate Finance Committee made a couple of complicated changes related to school funding. They would have the effect of moving money from permanent fund earnings to the piggy bank the state has used for years to close the budget gap, which is the constitutional budget reserve. Governor Walker criticized the Senate budget for including cuts to public safety funds, including more than $2 million for troopers to travel to rural communities.
And where we are right now, it's 9 days from the end date of the legislative session or when it's supposed to end under state law. Does it look like the legislature is going to go home and finish anytime soon?
In a word, no. The Senate is looking to pass its version of the budget by then. The Senate Finance Committee heard public testimony on the budget today. But the Senate and the House will have to resolve their differences, so it will likely go on at least a few days longer. The biggest remaining question is whether the two chambers will compromise on a plan on how to use permanent fund earnings to pay for state government in the future. Permanent Fund Corporation CEO Angela Rodell says fund managers' job will be harder if they don't know what the legislature is going to do from year to year. But the two sides have so far refused to budge. The House wants to completely close the state's more than $2 billion spending cap. On top of using fund earnings, they'd add taxes on income or on the oil and gas industry. The Senate says it's enough to pass the permanent fund plan this year. Earlier this week, Nome Representative Neil Foster talked about whether he thinks the Permanent Fund Plan bill, Senate Bill 26, or putting the draw, or PFD, in the state constitution is something he must have this session. Here's Foster.
I personally don't see SB 26 or constitutionalizing as either of those being must-haves right now for us to leave here under the current circumstances without a full fiscal plan and so forth.
So that's where things stand.
And presumably there are other bills and other pieces of legislation that people would like to see passed. Any traction on any of that? Is there anything besides the budget that's made any headway this session so far?
It's interesting. Last year, the legislature set records for the most number of days in session and the fewest bills passed in Alaska's history. This year, they likely won't spend as much time in Juneau, but they're on track to break the record for fewest bills, with only 5 this year, compared with 32 last year. There are a few bills the legislature could focus on. One would use bonds to pay off oil and gas tax credits. A couple of bills are intended to help public safety. One would allow judges to use information from other states to determine whether people who've been arrested should be released before their trials. Another bill would allow the Attorney General to schedule newly available drugs as being dangerous. And there's still a possibility that the legislature could pass a bill that would allow judges to temporarily take guns from people who they find to likely be threats to themselves or others.
Okay. Well, Andrew, thanks for the update and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Zach.
That was Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman from Juneau.